Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
They busted open.
Josh don't want to pants.
Depending on what friends you're with, you got to worry about us chopping you in the, you know, in the chest, and other friends pantsing you. You don't know where to hold.
Or if you like get an abrasion, someone coming over and rubbing salt in.
Who would do such a thing?
That didn't happen to you.
Who would do such a thing?
You make it sound like
we were
you
listing
went through this.
I was like, I can list an instance.
Like a nice rug burn, like a fresh rug burn.
Listing an instance.
How did you even get that rug burn?
We were ottoman
surfing?
Yeah, ottoman surfing or fighting after a jackass in the movie.
We were ottoman surfing.
Yeah. And then I had to call in sick the next day because I sprained my ankle.
Suzanne said that this is what you wanted you guys all to see.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Midget dance party?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've seen that one. I like the one where it's a little person with doing like the chains with the arms, and then they cut away and stuff.
It's not very PC.
Who cares?
Oh, shit is. I fucking love content. I love content.
I appreciate PC Tony being concerned about PC content.
Yeah.
Definitely the wrong room for that.
That's what the PC
yeah, don't listen to Pot of War.
I didn't know that.
What's that?
I thought it was for Praise Christ.
it doesn't really stand for anything.
It changes with every
It
episode.
Doesn't. It never was. Yeah, it was nothing. Supposed to
it was
be that.
Literally nothing.
And Tony is from Mike, calling me Jack Tony.
So he was the commissioner.
You were the commish. So Jack Tony was the commissioner when I was a kid growing up.
It's a true story.
Yeah, I didn't make that up.
So this is the first time we've all been together since Nate's wedding.
You figured that out?
That can't be true.
I promise you it's
no.
True.
No.
Because I'm sure...
My mom's been
there. Were we all there at the same time?
Yeah. Service.
You were there, right?
Like the thing...
I don't remember. It was like a...
Because Suzanne was trying to think of that too, and she said, oh, I hate to say it, but I think it was Tony's mom's service.
This park thing, right? Because it was still kind of during... Was that during COVID or times or no? My mom died during COVID. I know that.
Yeah, remember it was a park and then the big storm?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, like wasn't supposed to rain at all. And my mom, she's like, hey, when I die, I want nothing. Like, I want no celebration. I don't want any attention on me. I want nothing. We threw her a party.
And she said, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. You're still not going to listen.
No. Even now.
Really, think about it. Like,
choke on it.
Yeah.
And in that, she got even more joy by just raining on us. That was fun. That was a good time. That was a nice get together.
Yeah.
That was a good way to
put it. R.I.P. Mama C.
Yeah.
4 years in July.
It's crazy.
How's Pops?
My God, 4 years.
Good. Depressed, as always, but he just is who he is. Yeah. I talk to him every day.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Well, you're a better son than I am.
I mean,
I text my dad.
I text my dad
sporadically because he usually only replies when he needs something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll send him a text and I'll hear nothing back for a few days, and then like a week or two will go by, and then he'll like respond with, "Hey, I got a colonoscopy on whatever day I need you to take me on whatever." Like, sounds good.
I got some butt stuff next week. Can you help me out?
Help me with my butt stuff?
Some butt stuff.
That's what kids are for, Dad.
They're like, yep, because I love taking care of my own children and my own parents at this point.
He's like, well, you're done with the kids' butt stuff.
I'll wipe Henny's ass and then I'll take your ass to the whatever. And,
My brother sees him much more than I do. He likes Andy better.
I don't blame him. I like anybody.
Wow. I mean, Andy's a fine fellow, but I like Tony a lot.
He's going to take a swing at that pitch.
I mean, they play pool twice a week and all that shit. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't do anything anymore.
Yeah, I don't do anything.
I basically
anything.
Work and
are you guys in the golf league again this year?
No, we left it.
I need a beer. God, I'm depressed. You people are.
I wish, because that's that was fun.
I mean, this is a good time.
Yeah, it's the reason.
Danny was kind of sick of me doing it.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, but, you know, not going to argue that. But it was really fun. Play Greenfield Park, shoot 35 every week.
Oh, is that Greenfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking
From the Whites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
That's especially awesome. After you keep playing it and playing it.
Yeah, you just know all of it. You finally figure out the greens.
Yeah.
In order to miss it.
So fucking excited to do this.
All these 70-year-old people are playing with their carts because they don't take. They don't
last
take
night when I was working, so I was talking to someone at work last night. Like Elmer comes downstairs like 11:30 at night on a call
and shake one out of their pants.
And she's like,
they cheat like fucking
"Dad,
crazy.
Who are you talking to?" And
I'm like, I guess if everyone's cheating, then no one's
right
cheating
now for work. And she's like,
"Why so late?
Why?" Like, what's going next? It's like in middle of the night because she came out.
I'm the one that hates Tyrese Halliburton.
Can't fucking see anything really without her glasses. Like, who are you talking to?
I hate him.
Elevation. I'm still
I'm
working.
Just, I don't know.
What do you want?
Why were you working so late?
Like, he's from
oh, like we,
my second home town of Oshkosh.
Doing, I do this all the
makes
time.
Oshkosh.
We had, we
you
bought.
You didn't answer the question.
You went to Oshkosh.
We bought some shitty company last year.
Who was the girl?
Like,
guy,
some
I
huge
think it would
thing
be
we bought
would
last year.
Be like,
and like from a purchase account.
BB McGee. I don't know. I still to this day.
We closed on it June 3rd last year.
Bill Simon used to
so we time. Have oh, to get yeah. journal oh, entries and just get opening balance sheets.
The, yeah, the tits are
I don't want to go into the details of it. Yeah. We have to do
yes.
this set up
yes.
opening balance sheets. So keeps it off of our P&L, which is good.
Yeah.
Point being, like, we had to get it all done by, like, literally last night because, like, my boss, our VP,
yeah.
is going on vacation guys? Today.
Is that a hazy?
Yeah.
That's all.
Get yeah, the shit
done before. So, like, her exact words were, "I'm not logging off until this is done, and then I'm going on vacation."
Randomly,
so you're also
so I'm also up. Working. Yeah, it was like so her, me, and one other person. And it's like okay, I guess we are committed. So we've been doing this for like a month.
Yeah,
just to get all these entries booked. And
sure. Yeah, I'm just glad their hockey team's on the playoffs anymore.
File our returns.
Can't believe a rematch though. That's weird.
Before we buy our next deposit,
do you like that status?
That's amazing.
45
years.
I sent him a
yeah,
Yager.
I
said, yeah,
Yager's
had a team
shit like
cup
it's going
out
of style.
Seasons.
Like I think
Holy
every
shit.
Year we're averaging
in a row.
Buying, like
so before he was in the league,
companies.
Wow.
No,
man,
yeah, somebody who was a teammate.
No, granted, most of them are. I'll say they're
yeah,
still
on the team.
Shaq had the same kind of thing.
Shaq
had the same kind of thing.
This one we were working on last night was like a $2.5 million.
Yeah, Yager. Yeah.
So it's slightly bigger than numbers mattered a little bit more.
Teammate,
trying to get
NBA finals,
and it's like. Well, this doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I'm glad we're at 364 days into this acquisition and finally asking questions like, where the fuck are this come from?
You got the boy Siri
just
voice?
Book this. And we'll figure
that's
out
so
later.
Gay.
What do you got? Is that Zero?
Boy
what is,
Siri?
What is boy
he's
Siri?
Like,
the voice is a boy voice.
I know, but he's got to have a different
the
name.
Guy
I have
voice?
I have Australian Siri.
Yeah, I think I do too, or British Siri.
How come there's no gangster
Can you tell
Siri
me a joke?
Where is there?
This guy told me he was Harry Potter's godfather. I thought he was joking, but he said he was serious.
I don't get it.
He thought he was jerking?
Hilarious.
I'm guessing there's a...
Is there a character named Serious?
Yeah, it's not spelled S-E-R, it's S-I-R-I-U-E. All right, anyway.
Do you want to hear Isabel's joke? Isabel, my daughter, my five-year-old.
Definitely.
Sure. Why did the banana go to the hospital?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't peeling very well?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. She's not even 5 years old yet. Yeah. She came up with it herself, I think.
I always appreciate good kid jokes. They're basically dad jokes told by children.
Yeah. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
You're interrupting cow.
Okay. I know. I've got three kids. I've heard this one. I've heard this one at least three times.
Sadie told me, what's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
A penis?
One's a superhero, one's a command.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. I like
that. That's fantastic.
So, Dan's already recording.
Yeah, I saw the little light come on. I figured that's what it meant.
For how long?
You don't need to know that. Nothing incriminating.
It's all good.
I don't give a shit.
And we're all canceled. So, I had a good run.
I kind of wanted to start like with how everybody met everybody. Because like I know like the people have known each other longest. Tony and I went to kindergarten together. And we mm-hmm. probably knew each other before that because my aunt and his mom worked together.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think...
Three of you seen Glory Hole.
Mike and Nate probably met each other next then.
7-Eleven.
Yeah. I would have met Mike at St. John's.
At St. John's, yeah.
I would have known him since then.
So. And when did you meet him? When was that?
Oh, God. Like,
was that your first third grade or was that your second third grade?
Wow. Fourth grade you're thinking of.
Oh, sorry.
That was technically before I went to that school. But,
the funniest jokes are true.
Definitely through like probably basketball, soccer programs through there.
Yeah, so it was probably like around like that like second grade.
And then when did you meet Kevin?
That would have been fourth grade. I don't remember why.
Yeah.
And then Kevin and I played flag football.
We didn't know that. Until later in life.
You and I played Little League Baseball.
Yes, that's true, actually. Yeah. I met Nate before you then.
You would play Greenfield Little League Baseball?
One year.
Yeah. He played, and my dad was the coach.
Yeah, his dad was what team? Giants?
Mets.
Mets, I remember that. Dad was Miners?
Miners.
Miners and Mets.
Were you on Miners?
Miners, I was White Sox.
Yeah, that's, and I think...
Then I was Blue Jays, and then I was the Angels.
And Brendan Kirkowitz was on
you were on you were Ocasio and Rogan?
Blue Jays.
Oh no, Rogan was on my team.
Yeah, Rogan was on your team. Brzezowskis and Ocasio
for years. Yeah. So I knew Brendan was on probably before I even knew.
Yeah, I know Brendan since kindergarten. He's around the block from me. But.
And then you guys all met Dan. You met Dan playing basketball, right?
Yeah, it would have been middle school.
Middle school, 7th grade.
Yeah,
High school.
And I started playing ball.
Yeah, then I would have met Dan.
I met you through John Brzezowskis. When I was friends with him.
Wanted to play at his house or something.
Yeah, because I was friends with him before I went to Greenfield High School because of Little League. So I met you at his house, I think.
Must have been.
Or Fief. That's what he called. That's what everybody called him.
It was mostly sports connections. Like,
gay sex.
Or just in terms of like getting out doing things. Also now I feel like sport. My kids are going to know everybody about like gamer tags or handles online. Like, I've never actually met this person, but, you know. Douchrag 69 or whatever his name is going to be. Like, oh yeah, I mean, I know that guy forever.
Probably too late to ask. Could this be explicit?
Yeah, I would hope so. And then I don't think we all started hanging out until like the end of freshman.
Okay, so I met Luke freshman. In a World Cultures freshman high school.
Oh yeah, class.
Oh my god,
where I think
Kovatovic?
Yeah, Kovatovic.
Was I in that class?
You might have been too.
Did Jamie Boak sit there in front of me?
I think so. Because I remember. I
remember. Joel Hempel can take the fucking
projector. And he'd always turn that thing on and go, goddamn thing doesn't work. You know,
I remember my first day at Greenfield High School. We had homeroom was the first thing we walked into, and Jamie Boak was in there. And I was like, okay, this is high school. I went to a Lutheran grade school, and there was two boys and nine girls that all looked like cows.
I mean, the statute of limitations is probably long right on this, but I'm pretty sure my homeroom teacher purposely flashed me her panties my freshman year.
I guarantee she did that purpose.
Nick Klavich.
The scientist and biology teacher?
She's biology. Freshman biology. Because
the homeroom was only like six of us.
Did she get your number at Omega?
No, but she did.
My freshman Spanish teacher wasn't bad looking.
Didn't she marry Z? Brian Z, our freshman baseball coach?
Yeah. Freshman baseball. She had a skirt on, like she never sat on her desk, and she had a skirt on, and then she just happened to like sit on her desk when I was sitting in the front row right in front of her, and like just enough to give me a little.
The hottest teacher though was
white,
the little bit of
white cotton shirt.
Senior
to
big jugs.
Senior
to
big jugs.
Basic
instinct action over there.
And then there was a
she gave me the gratuitous
picture still burned in my mind though. I mean, you're 14, that was pretty exciting shit, man.
How many knuckle children did you crank out to that image?
I don't know, a couple.
Teske, third hour.
With like Marty Searing,
yeah,
and,
I was in that class.
Do you remember when we had the girl substitute who was younger? And like instead of organic, she was saying orgasmic.
Yeah.
And Marty Searing was like looking back at me with a big smile. He's like, I'm gonna bet.
Probably did.
Marty, I'm like, Marty,
I appreciate the pinpoint accuracy of these things that everybody can remember. But it's like if you ask someone what happened. yesterday.
I don't remember
what'd you have for lunch on Wednesday? You'd be like, the fuck?
I don't remember who drove me here. I was thinking about this and trying to download any of these stories. I'm like, the only thing I can remember about Mike from high school was him bagging off of basketball practice to go smoke behind the shed. that's my first memory of Mike in high school. Yeah.
I remember homerooms.
And then I proceeded to smoke weed with him every day from like there on.
That must have been horrible. I think it was sophomore year homeroom with Renee. Remember that? We were in there. Yeah. We were talking about, that's when South Park just came out. We were talking about South Park.
Renee Malecki?
Yeah, Renee Malecki. Yeah.
I just talked to
Tony. Stopped me from going to fucking prom with Renee Malecki. He's like, you don't want any of that.
I was just talking to the Dillinator about freshman.
Tony then go to prom?
No, he did.
He found me a date.
We were talking about pizza. So I'm like my freshman basketball coach who came
carrying
pizzas under his arm sideways.
Like a fucking
cheese spelled out.
Here's the deal.
And then expected us. To run before practice.
Yeah, we're getting.
Why are you guys so lazy?
I don't know.
We're getting killed one game, and he's like trying to be positive at halftime. He's like, "All right, guys, if we can win this second half, we'll have a pizza party." Like Dan said, though, little did we know it's gonna be before practice,
next day, then
get yelled at for not like working hard in practice, and we all had four slices of stuffed crust, fucking
and soda,
meatloaf,
and soda too.
And we were too fucking stupid to know that's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, because we were 14, freshman high school.
As a proud parent of a 15-year-old right now, I can tell you,
carries a pizza box.
You were all fucking stupid because we all were. Now
the shirt's hanging up.
Now I can see stupid happening.
Like
in
half
slow
of the first
motion,
pizza was gone because he gave him the dry air.
Well, because all the cheese, you couldn't tell us all the cheese fell to the one side of the box.
What was his name? Do you remember his last name?
Who? Jackson.
Jackson.
Coach Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Every time I
want to practice a game.
Man, you guys remember when I hit 2 threes against Cudahy?
Oh,
man. That was awesome.
I don't remember.
I remember when he put 80-pound kid at power forward.
I remember. Oh yeah, and I was.
Dude,
point
we were guard. All 80-pound kids.
Give me a fucking break.
I've never played under the paint in my life.
It was the cutting
game. We're above the rim.
And Scott Spies gets it. And Scott Spies banks one from like 5 feet from the top of the key behind 3-point, like a fucking chest pass.
And it looked like he prayed when it went up too. Like he fired it up and it was like, please go in.
And then, right there, he started his volleyball career.
Yeah. Turned out to be a volleyball player.
Oh, yeah, he's
a big time coach
him
now.
Him and Juno.
Ryan
O'Neal.
He's a big time coach now for some club. Yeah, nice. Right. Wisconsin, the big club,
volleyball club.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
VCU? Those guys Ding. Tried to get
Sting.
Those he's guys. Coach those guys tried to get me, Kevin, Hard and Nate to play volleyball. So
it's pretty good, dude.
Hatzel did.
Yeah,
we'd have been a good. Trio.
Yeah.
It overlapped. Well, overlap
with those
soccer,
three guys.
So
yeah,
it overlapped soccer, so it just never did.
No, I thought it was during basketball.
No, that was a fall sport.
For boys, it's fall.
And the Gator thing, you
football,
could say.
And then I didn't.
Yeah. I couldn't play volleyball because it overlapped with soccer.
I played soccer his freshman year. And then
I played sophomore year, and then I realized I'd rather pursue my passion of doing drugs.
Did you
recreational so drug use for the next six to 10 years became a better, better idea?
You played soccer your sophomore
what do you
know, year too?
Right in your hands.
So.
Didn't even have to move.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I remember when you quit and I asked you why, and you were like, because I just think I want to smoke
instead. Well, this is football. He's got
a cradle
ball.
Yeah.
Recreational use. You don't remember balls. Throwing it over
I
my
kinda
head.
I
kind
of regret that I didn't continue on that path of pursuing.
And I only know that it was a concussion because I remember two things. I remember walking to the wrong bench and getting shoved back.
Yeah.
And then I remember being on the bus.
Yeah. I think on that play you got concussed. You threw a ball like 3 feet over my head. I went up for on the sideline and I got drilled right in the small of the back. Did a 180 and I was spitting up blood the rest of the day.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that as I threw that pass,
cool
I got
sports,
hit
baby.
By nine
oh, no,
guys.
I don't,
other nine
no,
guys
saying,
on the team.
I'm just filling out the rest of that story for you.
We all kind of knew going in. We're like, wow, here's all of us 25 on the B team, and there's 75
oh
kids on the Muskego B team freshman
and you know,
team.
Like the conference, you know, Iowa kind of
done. This big farm boys.
We can't get out of here
fast shape
enough.
In football.
So when we were doing like our feet drills to warm up, I was just like, fuck your field. It's like I was fucking running divots down a line in the fucking practice range.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
All right, then we left high school. Even though there's probably some stories there, but there's funner stories after that, right?
I didn't say graduated. I left high school. We all graduated.
Did my agent bring the stories that we can't talk about list? That, like, you know, teachers I've killed and things like that.
I mean, teachers that you've killed is a chapter in the book.
Before we talk about that, Tony did kill a teacher.
If you don't ever write an autobiography,
it was an 18. I mean, it's funny. Teachers that I've killed. A podcast.
Yeah, all totally the teachers killed the teacher.
Yeah. I was just one.
Don't forget Harry Carey.
Yeah, it was one teacher.
It does count.
All right.
You did curse him and he died the next
I gotta tell you something though, I wouldn't have passed the class if he didn't kill her.
Yeah, hey.
Let's go. I remember people talking about how much, how terrible she was.
Didn't we end up getting Dan Manley because of that?
I feel so lucky not had her.
Yeah, Mr. Manley. Dan Manley.
It was English?
Oh, Mr. Manley.
English.
Literature.
I remember because I hardly ever showed up, and one day he made me do push-ups. Yes, I took all
the
smart classes.
I had the magician. What was the guy that tried
to maintain some type of passing grade? Because he was in the military.
Oh, my God, his name. He did like magic tricks during class and stuff.
You Manly? Wouldn't have guessed. Or?
You wouldn't have guessed from
Mr. Manly was
definitely not Manly.
So I'm sitting, like, I actually decided to read the book during reading time one time, and she comes up from behind me and slaps me in the back of the head. I'm like, "What was that for?" She's like, "No sleeping." I'm like, "I'm fucking reading."
I hope that was an exact quote.
She like inappropriately had a crush on DJ Carlo. Would you sat next to me because it was alphabetical?
Oh, that's the.
Oh my God, it was disgusting. Like.
She wasn't just an older lady. She looked an older. You know, like some people can be like 50 something and
let's
not
preface
look
the
like
actual
it.
Story.
She
though.
Probably like, was 50 something and looked a thousand.
Yeah,
she had
the
physical makeup of like an old catcher.
Well, wait, no,
some people are Marissa Tomei.
Oh yeah, we watched that
in my house.
The one that
who's looked 95 since she was 45. You know and.
So yeah, we're in Nathan's basement, and we're watching the game, and we're all pissed
playing
off
cards.
Losing, playing cards or something. Yep. And I don't even know why we were talking about it.
Because we had a big test the next day, and I brought it up, I think.
Yeah, man, I wish he would just die.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't mean it.
And we got
of course I didn't mean it.
We get to school, we're sitting at the locker circle, which is getting bigger and bigger every day, and all of a sudden Nathan Spetterberg comes in, and he's like, "Hey, did you hear what happened?" We're like, "No." He's like, Miss Spetterberg died.
Like, yeah, right.
Or not Miss Spetterberg. Miss Staller died.
Yeah,
like, right. Yeah, right. You're kidding.
Whatever. Whatever.
His parents are on the school board.
My mom's on the school board. Like, we heard about it last night. She died last night. We're like, oh my. That was like, no way.
And then there's Luca. Fuck yeah!
Tony just kind of is like, well, what time?
Was it before I said
that? You know exactly. Like, was it around halftime of the Super Bowl last night?
Was it during
night?
The day or was it after the game?
Yeah, because if she died before I said anything, I don't fucking feel bad.
That's right. I decided to drink that lemonade that was in my locker for 9 months. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Tony and I used to share a locker in high school.
Share a lemonade, too?
We bought a lemonade like the first day of school and we never drank it. We're like, the last day,
we're going to drink this lemonade.
Stale ass.
It was one of those little plastic
things. It was like in a little grenade thing. Yeah. Yeah. The little shitty like plastic thing you'd tear around it.
Oh, so it wasn't like a twist off?
It was it was like you had to peel the thing off.
I feel like
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The container was a little bigger.
I remember it sat there all year. It's like, here we are.
Slightly alcoholic by then.
I hope so.
That's the only thing.
We would never drink alcohol in high school.
That's a great
luckily
transition.
Luckily, by then, I wasn't ever going
to leave high school yet. What about the night we drank at your parents' house?
Oh, the one where Mike slept underneath a picnic table on the patio in the backyard?
Yeah.
And he puked over my fence?
What is with Mike sleeping under tables?
So remember Mike when he slept under his table?
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten to
Tony's. I don't even know why we hog tied him, but that was the thing.
Yeah, because all I remember of that one was waking up with a phone cord tied
underneath
your table. Mike grabs two of my hard lemonades, and I'm like, "Mike, those are mine." And he just stops drinking two and looks up. Busy.
Yeah, that was at my parents' house. Yes.
Just drinking.
So me and Nate took like a shot of like every single one of your dad's bottles.
Yeah.
Did we get a shotgun of beer in your front yard before we leave here? We got Miller Lights.
We are.
Someone's got. Right,
what are you talking about here?
Now? Yeah.
So, I thought you were talking about the story at Nate's.
I'll go shotgun a beer outside with someone right now if they want.
Only if you're going to go steal yard ornaments.
It's not. Damn, yeah, it's not
called it bowling.
You call it bowling, right?
Yeah, who's I with when I smashed one in the face of a tire iron?
It's all had a giant. Do you remember when we were walking?
Totally broke.
We were stealing pumpkins. And like I'm like, chuck this pumpkin and to smash it against a car.
We got a better pumpkin story.
And it smashed through the windshield, and we're like, oh shit.
I used to throw pumpkins on 92nd Street over the overpass onto 894.
Wow. Douche.
You could be in jail right now.
I have statute of limitations, man. It was like we're talking like almost 30 years ago.
I'd say 23,
40. Only, the statute of limitations only starts once the crimes have been reported, asshole.
The ultimate pumpkin story.
Is that true?
High school. Girl.
That's true? How is there a statute of limitations on a crime that's never been like reported and like recorded by the police department?
I thought it was one that occurred.
Well, we're not talking about
it. You know why? You know why? Because you're the only one who knew when it occurred.
So let's get back to pumpkins. Yeah. There's something Tony and I don't want to talk about.
We're not going to talk about
it.
It's not
going to
be the miniature golf courses. So we get back from a...
I think it's in the... Well, there's something there.
Basketball
was it on Alaska? Was it that one?
No, it was a different one. It was like a one-day shot that was somewhere else because we weren't gone that
time. Thank you, sir.
Because we came back from that on a bus. We didn't come back.
That's right.
On a travel bus. So we get back, and the girls, that was junior year. This was senior year. We get back, and the girls had a home game, and they won. And they mustard and ketchup all of our cars.
Yep.
They put mustard and ketchup all over all of our cars. So we got together, the whole team, and said, all right. Everybody go buy eggs and toilet paper. We're going to meet at so-and-so. And the whole team fucking got together. And as we were driving kind of over in Nate's neighborhood, leaving Carlos, I forget her name, tall, blonde, year or so behind us. I can't remember who it was. But her house was there. And they had a pumpkin that was literally 60, 70 pounds.
Oh, I remember this. Like Jendus's
neighborhood. It was one of those giant ones that legitimately was probably... Yeah. I think three of us to get it into the back of my dad's Blazer.
It was me, you, and Raul.
Yes.
Josh Rawl. And we picked it up and put it in the back, and we went over to Crummel's house.
Yes.
And all the girls were there. And we put the pumpkin in front of the front door and toilet papered the shit out of the house and all the cars. And the dad, as we're getting in the cars trying to leave, is swearing as he can't get the door open because this giant pumpkin's in the fucking way. And then we all went to George Webb's and had breakfast.
George Webb's, we get to take
me home. Oh my God.
George Webb's is another.
Cheers, Dan.
Yeah, back
to Dan.
George Webb's.
Back when you had to pay for it.
So then, Dan had half days at the end of high school. He was already working at the bank. And then you went to MATC.
I thought we were talking about George Webb's.
I thought we were going
to. I was hoping that
we kind of had half days because you and I would just leave and go to McDonald's and say we were peer mentoring, but then we would leave for like 3 hours for the entire length of study.
I had half days because I barely showed up at that point.
Officer
Tweedy also liked us, and so like didn't really care when we left.
Oh my God! One day I was like, I'm just leaving, and I just walk out the back parking lot, like down the baseball field, and Officer fucking whatever the name.
Tweedy.
He starts driving his cop car down the fucking grass, following me, and I'm like, motherfucker,
he's doing his job, man.
He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't feel good. Did you talk to anybody? I go, well, my parents are out of town. He's like, why don't you get in the car?
I'm
like, fine.
Heard that too many times.
I'm like, fine.
You've been a cop.
So he walks me into the office.
I have candy before I get
to the car. I forget who one of the administrators was, but I knew her for some reason. And he left, and she's like, what's going on? I go, I just didn't want to be here. She's like, just go sit there. There's 20 minutes left in the day.
I was a dumbass and took like 6 AP classes in my senior year.
Oh my God, I had 3 study halls.
Yeah, you
were. Crafts.
I mean, good for you for showing up.
I had study hall and they took away our playing cards, so I had to make them out of index cards. So we played cards during study hall. With index cards. Because you're like,
you're not allowed to have playing cards. We're gambling paraphernalia.
So made your own.
Made our own on index cards. Shuffle them up. What are you doing? Oh, we're just studying. See, it's our index
cards. Yeah, so they're just flashcards. You can have those. I think you can put different symbols on them and stuff, too.
So I'm going to learn how to 3D print.
All right.
Cool. You know, when I time like graduated, like John Steinle and I had so many bathrooms with like cigarettes so far, like up above like stalls in every bathroom. Like you could literally hit up any men's room in that building, and if you just lifted up a ceiling tile, there'd be like a pack of cigarettes with a lighter in there.
That's awesome. Yeah,
because we would smoke all the time in there, and then we had like a study hall with.
How long? You remember Big Merd?
Oh yeah, stall.
And she always had like the cafeteria study hall, and we'd just walk out there and she's like, "What are you doing?" And you're like, "We're going outside." She's like, "You're not supposed to."
A pretty chubby one, so it'll probably take a while.
And we'd just literally be sitting on the steps outside the cafeteria, just smoking outside the door, and like, "You're not supposed to do that." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't give a shit."
Yeah, he's a potential.
Yeah, I can get there.
Yeah, so then maybe a little short.
You guys went to Tony and Kevin went to Oshkosh.
Yep.
And you guys roomed together.
It could be just for a few
years. Longest year of my life, yeah.
If you measured, I'm
Mike and I went to UWM. I went for like 4 days.
I do remember seeing you one time on a bench. That was the last time I ever saw you there.
I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Nate went to Green Bay.
I decided to go to Green Bay when I because I toured Green Bay, Oshkosh, and Whitewater. Obviously got accepted.
You saw how fat the girls were and said, this is the place for me.
Well, actually, I heard that the girls outnumbered the boys at Green Bay 3-1. And the reason why that was is because the dorms there each had a private bathroom. So there was no, like, gang bathroom. So girls wanted their own bathroom, of course. So, like, I'm on the wing in my dorm. I don't even remember how many rooms it was. So probably 16 rooms. My room, there's only one other room that had guys in it. The rest were all girls. So...
I'm not gonna lie.
It was a smorgasbord. I cannot believe I don't have any STDs.
I'll be honest. I don't remember any of that.
So then you came back. Kevin came back, and he went to UWM and finished with Mike, pretty much.
Mike and Asian Dave. We'd always Mike you up.
Don't forget Asian Dave. Asian Dave definitely deserves a shout out for this one.
And then Nate came back, and you finished at ITT, right?
Well, I got an associate's there, and then I went to Phoenix and got a bachelor's there. Right. It took like 8 years for me to finish college.
Lots of people go to college. Lots of,
yeah, exactly.
Dan, you've got your degree at MATC.
Hollywood
right?
Upstairs Medical College, yep.
And Tony, you finished at Oshkosh.
I went to Oshkosh, yep.
Yeah, you started,
and I just started working.
There.
Started working.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Nothing I only went to. That. I only ended up going because
I feel like I went to Oshkosh. Yeah.
You know, I will say it's probably safe to say I attended the least amount of high school of anyone here.
No, that's
high school.
Not, that's not true.
High school.
No, that's not true.
I definitely attended the least amount of high school.
No, you did not.
Did you go your senior year?
Freshman and senior year, not a lot.
Barely did.
Well, Luke, you used to just come for gym class and then we'd leave.
I feel like my
he's like, I'm playing some handball. I got to be there for my team.
I barely went to school there.
Yeah, that's all, baby.
Stumbling upon marketing. Class oh, when
Hetzel stopped
ever.
The game and looked at DJ and I.
Team Ham. Oh, yeah.
This is called Team Ham.
Varsity pitchers, and I'm in Goldner's firing 80 mile an hour.
Yeah, we were in that class this first hour, yeah. Right?
That's when I full-on body-checked Luke in the bleachers during a team handball game. And, like, Hetzel just, like, let it happen. And Luke even said, he's not. But he scored so many goals on me, I just ran as fast as I could, and I just...
With yeah, the like,
shoulder on him and
like, I play soccer.
I can be handball goalie. Gravity. I mean, there's not much you can do.
The worst gym class was having Mr. Hetzel, who decided to join in on water polo.
Oh, yeah. Once the guy took his shirt off.
His hairy ass.
Worse than me.
Yeah, the best thing about water polo was there was a shallow end of the pool and there was a deep end of the pool. And so when you're at the shallow end of the pool, you would like score a bunch of goals.
Yeah.
And
run
because you couldn't go to deep water.
If I would have sank, I can't swim.
I only like those gym classes towards like the end because like, you'd occasionally have like a good looking girl. You might have a good looking girl in your gym class and you're like, that's definitely going to the bank. I'll be seeing you later.
Yeah. So then we started going out and partying in Waukesha. Like, did all of you guys come out and party?
Yeah,
Lucas and Weimer. And
right across the street from the high school.
Carol. Party out there.
I think I woke up there once.
Put a nip of that on some rocks.
Okay. I remember waking up and hugging a football.
Are we going to have that?
Yeah, whenever you guys are ready.
Okay,
I got
to take a leak.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, Waukesha was that.
Oshkosh.
A lot of drunk driving.
Oshkosh, I did.
Oh, Great Wolf Vodka.
Oh, that was good.
Luke
yeah.
and I had a pretty epic when we tried to sneak into that bar on New Year's in Oshkosh, where we saw we saw what the guys were, that the people that were in the bar were like it was like a circle with an X there drawing their hands because it was like a private party, like New Year's bars closed down.
God, I don't remember this.
Yeah, we drew.
I mean, I believe it.
We drew that stuff on our hands with Stephanie what? Mraz. And like,
oh, was that when they rode in the back of the
pickup? Yeah, because I had a Dodge. I had a Dodge
with the cover on.
I had a Dodge Dakota. Yeah. It was just a 2-seater SXT pickup truck back then, and they rode in the back with the cover down.
Yeah,
and then we drove to this bar, and we just sort of showed the bouncer, like, you know, just casually, like, hey, yeah, we're back, and just like walked in and was like trying to get a drink, and at some point the bartender was like, hey, no one knows you here, man, and I was like, yeah, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, was, you know, like, pay the guy at the door, like. $20 cover. He said it was like, you know, partying with his XY hand. He's like, well, then you got ripped off. I was trying to get some story. I was just hoping, like, hey, maybe there is a cover and that's all I needed to do. It totally didn't work. So we had to pile back in the truck and drive. And then someone had like little like decorative fence, you know, like a little short, like 8-inch decorative fence. And like, I totally like ran over the end of it and like dragged some of it up out of the grass. It was like a couple houses down from your house.
The only thing I remember from that night after that is we sang the Black Album from Metallica.
Well, you guys went home.
We went home.
We drove from Oshkosh to Milwaukee.
Yeah, Nate,
drunk.
Yeah, Nate,
on New Year's Eve. And then with the idea that we would go to Webb's, and then that's one of the 2 days that Webb's closes. Christmas Day, because it's Christmas and no one's going to Webb's on Christmas. And New Year's Day, because they don't want to deal with drunk people like us going to Webb's on New Year's Day.
Smart. We should have just went to Victor's.
Oh, my God. Victor's closed. We could have gotten there. I think we were at Victor's and then decided they closed and we're like, let's drive to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, did
we drove down there.
We didn't fucking find anywhere to go. We
fucking drove back.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like 6 o'clock in the morning.
The worst is going to the fucking boat in Iowa to gamble in the snowstorm. And I had been in a fucking car accident on the way to you guys' house. Like, yes. I'm literally driving down Racine towards the freeway, coming down a hill, and this bitch just slams on her brakes, and I go to the side, and then she starts riding me off the road. So, like, out there, as the driveways get to the road, you know, there's, like, a huge ditch there.
Yep.
Right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm either going to be in the ditch, or I can take the driveway as a ramp and fly off into their fucking front yard. And that's what I did. And I couldn't start the car. And I called a tow truck, and the guy pulled me out, and the car started, and a cop showed up, and the cop said someone saw what happened and called it in, and it got the person's license plate and everything. That's so then awesome. We drove down to Iowa, and the worst
still thing went to casino. That's
the worst thing I could do is sit in the front seat, and I probably pissed Kevin off. So I was like, there's probably a car like 50 fucking yards in front of us.
Stop! Yeah, we crammed five of us. Was that a Cavalier?
It was a blue Cavalier.
Oh, my God.
Was that the 90, one that you got destroyed while you were in college?
Was it, remember? Was it us five?
Destroyed.
Was it us five?
Was it stolen?
No, it wasn't stolen.
You had it because you didn't have it anymore.
I was driving up to Minnesota to see Jackie.
Yeah.
And on the way up, I had almost gotten there. I was in like Hudson.
2 minutes.
And all of a sudden, I see that it's overheating. Like, what the fuck? So pull over, let it cool down. I'm like, I'm 15 minutes away. Fuck it.
Just keep going.
I got about 6 more minutes, and it's like, nope, fuck you. You are not driving anymore. Call the tow truck.
Was that the Minnesota one?
This one. You had to go remember that. So then I get it towed to this little fucking piece of shit garage right across the street from Jackie's apartment. Ugh. And they're looking at it, and you know, Dan drives up that night, and he's like, no, we're not staying. We're fucking going. Like, dude, you drove 5.5 hours up here.
He's
and
you're like, drive yeah, 5.5 hours.
I don't like that. Like, yeah, can we at least stay and make it worth my while? No, Kevin, you are not going to do that. We're going to go home.
Well, Dan,
asshole.
Dan, you should have been like, we're leaving in 5 minutes. That should be enough time.
Dude, I can do it twice. Are you kidding me? This is great. So, yes, Mike, I did not get that car back because they then called me back 3 days later. They were like, yeah, we tore it out. You got a warped head gasket. It's going to be like $2,800 to fix it.
Like, car's not worth it.
Sounds like it's your car now.
Congratulations. So, you just won
it. So two weeks later, I drove up there with my dad and signed the title over to him and was like, that was it.
Take the car.
Yeah.
Did you get any cash for that?
Parts or anything?
Like $600? Dude, that car at that point was worth about
Which one was it?
$80 My 96 Cavalier.
Yeah, I remember that blue Cavalier.
That was a beautiful car.
Yeah.
It was. It was.
Nice. I was really excited for those.
Did you put any stink finger in the back seat of that thing?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
No, that wasn't in high school. My first, I didn't have my first car until college.
That's right. That wasn't high school. Because I drove around in high school.
I wasn't rich like you. Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. I real rich had a 92 GMC Jimny.
That was like the coolest car ever.
Seriously. Well, because it was the only car any of us
exactly
ever knew.
He was the oldest car.
He got his license a year before.
He went to fourth grade twice.
Yeah, well, hey, it paid off for us.
I mean, like 27 when he graduated.
Summer after freshman year, you know, it's like we shouldn't have been going to all the places we were, but we had Nate as our best friend.
We're driving us around.
Hey, we're going golfing. Hey, we're going to the movie. Hey, we're going to the movie. Hey, we're going to
that little SUV.
Cruise Highway 100.
Yeah. The little SUV was awesome. It was a two-door, had a 4.3 liter V6 in it, and four-wheel driver. You had to like pull it on a stick.
You remember more about the specs of a car you drove 25 years ago.
Nate would purposely do donuts and like, try to go into like snowdrifts coming out of your neighborhood.
Yeah, because it was rear-wheel drive naturally, so like I would take it out of four and then like just skid out and like bump into like big snow piles and we're usually going to dance house to play cards and I was just hitting shit with it.
All I know is that
every time I dropped Kevin off and like I would pick him up in the morning, take him to high school and then drop him off because he lived really close to me. And every Tuesday it was trash day, and he had trash cans were empty when I would drop him off. Bob. And he's like, "Dude, don't hit my dad's cans." And every time I would knock his cans over, and one day they're out and the trash didn't come, and I knocked them over. They're both full of trash. He just spilled out. He's like, "You're gonna help me clean this up?" I'm like, and I just went, "Yeah, I'll get right on that." And I just turned it on and left.
Like grumpy old man.
I hit him every time I dropped him off. He's like, "My dad's getting pissed, man."
Or it's like the pizza delivery guy and Home Alone hitting the statue
every time.
Can we talk about the time you drove me in that, or drove us in your car to the movie theater and we went to see an R movie and I wasn't 17 yet. I can't get in.
Was that up in Kiel when we went to meet that girl I met at the Admiral game?
No, that was that time.
That was another time.
So Nate's just thinking of a different time he also ditched you for a girl.
No, what was the logistics?
I just went to go see a movie. At like in Oak Creek or something.
Oh, and you couldn't see it because you were 16.
I think I was there.
You guys were 17 and I was 16.
I think I was there.
It
was like days, though.
Then.
It was like literally days. Wait. And they're like, well, are you going to wait?
Was
for
it like
us?
The South? Was or, it the South Park movie, maybe? It was something that was like.
We were all
18 for that.
Because a lot of times they didn't care that much. Like, because like the people working there were high school
too. I went to it.
Yeah, we all went there.
You did? No? Did you go to South Park?
I can't remember.
Much
I think it was Spenneberg and Wazinski too.
Might be.
Maybe that was it.
Chris?
Yeah.
And then I had the whole fucking.
Yeah.
We're all audience clapping to Cal's mom's a bitch.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's great. All right. Bars.
I wonder what. I really
like early bars.
I really want to figure out what movie that was.
Like Mary's?
Stacey's, Mary's, Swizzlers,
Jet Setters. I remember Jet Setters.
Even this water tastes like shots.
Someone's 21st birthday.
Tony shouldn't even have
fucking went there.
I wasn't 21 yet.
So Tony couldn't get into
it.
Our movie.
But he's there on his birthday.
Wait a minute. Why fuck me for Jet Setters? What did I do to you in Jet Setters?
You made me come out on my 21st birthday. I didn't want to because I had to work the next morning and had a final. That day, or had a midterm that day.
You made me drunk.
Yes, I did.
You were only throwing up a lot.
Hey, you want a shot? I don't know.
More or less than the almond martini in Appleton.
Oh, worse. Oh, no, it wasn't that bad. But it was my only birthday shot was a Three Wise Men in a martini glass all mixed together.
Yeah,
shot of each.
Yeah, me
chugging, that's a chugging shot. Those three?
As far as you know.
Oh, I remember having at least for 9 shots within an hour.
You know what's great about your 21st birthday and
what are we doing here?
Getting the when you asking for the water and then the vodka going into your water was that Tony was the one that poured it in there and he wasn't old enough to be in that bar.
Yeah, and you were in the bathroom, you were hurling stall, and we were all like over the top as much as you could run. You're in a handicap shitter, so it's like a double.
Wow, that's a luxury.
And we're all like over the top looking at you. Jesus Christ, even the water tastes like
that. Was the best part about it. It's like, man, I'm so drunk, even the water tastes like shots.
And we're like horking in this toilet.
You know what's great though? Like 20 years later, in like the sweetest irony. Your cocktail now is what? A vodka water.
Well, I mean, I drink pretty much everything, but yeah.
But you basically got revenge on it that way. You're like, you know,
I'm not afraid of you.
Like, you really, you took it back. You took it back. It's like that guy's taking back the end.
That one wasn't as bad as when Jeremy Lucas and I drank a whole bottle of tequila together in one night, and we didn't get the limes until like the last three shots.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh God,
because that would have helped.
That was thrown up on Racine.
There have been
little glasses,
four lines,
yeah,
like tubs or whatever.
Dan and I used to go meet our bookie at Swizzlers.
That was fucking. Oh yeah, yeah.
Deal Mary's. How about all the fucking fights at Mary's?
Who was there? 51st and Howard.
Who was there when we pulled the table down and hit behind
your dad and your brother? And you were too.
You were there. Were you there?
I don't know where you were. I don't even remember that.
We pulled the table down.
Came out a long time ago.
But Fuckface was on our team.
Fuckface. Yeah, I remember.
Well, that guy busted the
Brian.
You are. Fucking tried to hit the guy in the head with it.
They started chucking pool balls until I ran out the door.
I knew Brian for years.
Yeah. And then, funny,
he's a customer. Funny follow-up story.
Is he really?
Yeah.
When we went to that fire again, the following weekend, like probably on a Friday, we were talking about that fight. And they were talking about some other guys, and we're like, "Yeah, this guy like, got hit in the head."
Oh, and he was like, the guy.
And the guy was like, "Yeah, that was me."
The guy in the drive-thru, and I'm like, "Yeah, fuck yeah!"
Well, then one night, Tony was playing pool, and like some guy, he beat some guy, and the guy was like talking shit for no reason. So Tony took his keys and threw them down the fucking pocket.
He can't otherwise open it. Yeah,
yeah, I did that. I remember that.
You know, I'm waiting for us to get to Vegas.
Well, I just want to go back to Mary's. I remember getting drunk and Mike saying, "Hey, Kevin, you want to learn how to drive stick?" As I'm half in the bag trying to drive down
trying to drive my car.
Yeah. So, like, just, yeah, I'll teach you how to do it. I'm like, dude, I've had like nine drinks.
And that's for reference,
right. You'll be fine.
For reference, it's like 02, 03, 04-ish kind of in that time frame. And it's $2.50 32-ounce beer caps and $3.50
drinks.
Rail mixers, yeah. 32
ounces. So you can get a 32-ounce gin and tonic.
Yeah. In a plastic cup.
Like one of those, like, did you get from, like, the 7-Eleven?
A Slurpee.
Like,
a Slurpee cup.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was Stacey.
Like, I know I'm not a religious man, but... Thank you.
So it was like on the road. I gotta walk home.
Mike and I during summer school, we'd have the same night class, and you'd get a 15-minute break at 7:30, and Mike would and I would meet up and be like, "Hey, want to go to Stacey?"
Inevitably,
you're
just
goddamn
say,
right.
It,
because
I'm not going back.
It was a buck and a quarter for a call for rail, and it was $1.50 top shelf rail. So you went there for $20.
Like rain dots.
You drank your ass up.
Oh yeah,
$20. Drank your ass up. You got a frozen pizza.
Never came home so drunk from night school with, like, during college and
how about,
with Kevin.
Then we go across to Happy Tap and get a pizza, and Nate and I would throw popcorn and a free popcorn. That would get gross. That was the worst.
How about when your dad gave me $100 the day
before my wedding?
Yeah. Tony still hasn't spent that $100.
Barely.
He's like, "Here's $100, take my golf for a good time." I'm like, "We're going to Red Dots." We're going to Red Dots.
We still have $42.
Five years later, we still have
Jager bombs for the bar.
Because again, hey, give me 10 Schlitz pints.
I remember waking up in my bathtub that morning, and then Katie saying, "I'm going to get ready," and Nate showing up at the door.
They're cheaper, but
there's like $1.50 or something. $1.50.
We went there on my wedding. We went there. Me and my brother went there on my wedding
recently.
They were 90 cent taps.
90
cent taps, $2 shots.
We buy a table's worth of
Jager bombs for $2 back then. It didn't matter what shot you
got. Yelled at for building that fucking pyramid of glass.
We got just so wrecked.
The night before,
we dropped Mike off. Like Katie,
Nate took me upstairs. I do remember Nate took me upstairs.
We took you upstairs.
I remember Nate. Katie always mentions Nate.
I was there.
Yeah.
Luke was there.
She mentions
Nate.
I knocked on the door and I was kind of holding Mike up.
What apartment?
And Katie opened the door and she just looks at Mike and goes, "Oh, great, you're drunk." And I just sort of like hand him over. And this is a very slight woman. 80-pound woman. She's kind of like sort of holding him over. Like,
she's like 90.
And that, from what I heard, you woke up in your own bathtub.
In my bathtub the next morning.
You have your suit on already?
I only remember because she said, "I'm getting ready. I don't know what you're doing."
And we got there. We all got ready at the apartment
bathtub, which is not comfortable ever. And you like woke up and like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we all got bring it your apartment. One of these. I remember that. It was
and then I and Nate came over and then like he and then like you and your brother Andy like brought like 48 Miller Highlights or something in bottles.
Oh yeah, we started. I
mean, and we drank two cases of beer before we left. Here's why I remember why the beers are important, because I remember all the empty beer bottles. We just left them like in a recycle bin. And we came back from our honeymoon and we had flies fucking all over our apartment from these old beer bottles we just left in there from right before the wedding. And like, yeah, we drank 48 of those before I got married.
Andy probably drank 40 of them. So,
how about so the time bad. The Satchel, the General, and Cheech and myself drank two cases of beer and a bottle of apple pie and won a golf scramble.
And I saw the Tony, picture. I saw the picture of someone peeing behind me when I'm trying to hit a five.
or someone peeing behind me. Or Cheech not being able to get a fucking door open, so he slept in the back of my car.
Well, I just remember Kevin getting, we were on there 14th. We started on one for some reason, which was awesome. And by the 14th hole, Kevin gets over the ball and he's just swaying.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you know, I was just trying to get my rhythm,
practice swings. I think we figured out that we didn't even use a single one of Kevin's drives on a back nine or something like that. Because he was like useless.
What are you, I had 15 beers.
We all did.
That was the day I fell in the lake.
Twice.
Right. Well, at least falling in the lake probably sobered you up.
But when he.
But when he got to T-Mobile or whatever,
he got his free fucking phone, no problem. He schmoozed him into a fucking free phone.
So that was singular wireless times, but yeah. So the first time, because Kevin just went to sit on the pier, and it was like 2 in the morning at this point, and we were completely faced. And like, I remember standing up, we were barefoot, our feet were in the water. I started losing my balance and sort of fell off the back, but it was almost like, it was like a sand bottom swimming area, and it was like, maybe like knee high in a short time, so no big deal, right? So I climb back out, and then we're going back in, so I got 2 socks on, 1 shoe, and fell back in. And then that time was a full yard sale. Like, fell on my back, money,
he went
phone in my pocket.
You know, Jesus
yeah. Once I lost my balance, grabbed my arms off. And went
appreciate the Jesus. Well, then, we might be offended by that.
We had $100 yesterday.
If any one of us is offended by that,
that's the
wrong
worst.
Wrong room.
We won $100 gift certificate to the bar, but it wasn't good until the next day.
Yeah. $250.
It was $250.
It's $250. Yeah. It wasn't good until the next day. So we started at midnight.
So tell me what happened at that point.
Yeah, so at midnight, we ordered shots for the whole bar and pizza for the whole bar.
Yeah.
And we played Piano Man. I remember that.
We sang.
We all sang.
And Tony couldn't have been more upset about our rendition that he had to get his ass out of the chair and come join us, because he's like, I'm not doing that. And he's heard all of us sing. He's like,
you guys are bad.
I need to sing. I need to save these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, we're definitely bad.
Okay, let's smoke.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.